Welcome to Masechta Shabbos, Peret Chav Beis, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 22, Mishnah 6, says the Mishnah, Sachan, a person may smear their body with oil on Shabbos, Mishamshim Nei Me'ayim, and a person may massage their stomach. Many of the commentaries, including Rashi, don't have the words of their stomach. However, the halacha is that a person, when they're putting on the oil, they may smear the oil in a massage-like fashion. Avalo Miss Amlin. However, the law is they cannot exercise, and exercise Rashi learns to mean that one can't smear the oil in with vigor, with a lot of strength. The Rambam learns that Lomis Amlin just means generally that a person is not allowed to exercise on Shabbos, which it'll bring them to the situation of sweating, and the reason for that is because exercise, the Rambam learns, is like refuah, it's like healing, and therefore it's prohibited on Shabbos. And this is the opinion of the Rambam, that it's prohibited for a person to vigorously exercise on Shabbos. Velomis garden, says the Mishnah, a person is not allowed to scrape off with a brush or something similar stuff that's on them on Shabbos. That the Gemara says, because it's like a Maisa Chol, it seems like a weekday pursuit. However, the Gemara does say that if, let's say, a person's hands were very dirty, and he can't get off whatever's on his hands, then it's permissible, because then it's clearly not like a masachol, it's just a person has dirty hands and they need to clean them. Says the Mishnah further, Ein yardin the kardima. A person may not go into this river called kardima, because kardima has a lot of mud on the bottom of it, and a person that's going to go into there may slip, and ultimately all their clothing will get wet, and if it gets wet, they may come to squeeze out their clothing, similar to what we've seen in the previous Mishnahs. The Rambam learns a little bit differently, and the Rambam says that it was this hot spring, and you're not allowed to go into it on Shabbos because you're going to sweat, and the halacha is similar to previously, same way that one's not allowed to exercise, one's also not allowed to build up a sweat intentionally on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, the Ein Oisin Apiktavizin, person may not make Apiktavizin. Apiktavizin was some type of concoction or potion which would make a person vomit that which they ate. Because that seems like it's refuah, it's related to medicine or healing. However, the halacha is a person is permitted to put their finger down their throat in order to vomit, and that's not a problem. Ve'ein ma'atzin es hakatan. Not 100% sure how you would do this, but halacha is that a person, a newborn baby, is born, and his limbs are very soft, and some of them are a little bit out of whack. The halacha is you may not put the bones or the different joints in his spine into the right form, into a straight form, because that is like refuah, healing. If a person has a break, a bone, broken bone, they're not allowed to put it back, you know, and set the bone properly on Shabbos. We actually don't rule like this, and it is permitted to do this on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Mishnah Nifriko Yado Varago, a person who has a bone in his hand or foot that became somewhat dislocated or bent out of shape, lo yitrafein bitzonim, one should not massage the area with cold water, because that appears like one is doing something refuah, healing. But a person could wash that particular limb, and if from the force of the water and the coldness of the water, ultimately the bone snaps back into its place or it goes back to where it's supposed to, then halacha is that it's permitted because it doesn't appear like refuah, doesn't appear like healing. Wishing you a beautiful upcoming day, and lots of aslach with the rest of your week.